From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A continuing effort to expand attacks on Islamic State. Western allies pushed ahead Thursday with efforts to expand an international coalition to fight Islamic State in the aftermath of deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, made an urgent appeal for his country to join coalition airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria, asking, if not now, when.
I will not understate the complexity of this issue, nor the risks that are inevitably involved in any military action. But, Mr. Speaker, we do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now. And we must not shirk our responsibility for security or hand it to others.
Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and French President Francois Hollande have urged London to join the campaign. These are our closest allies and they want to help, he said. Britain has participated in coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq, but not in Syria. And Cameron said he would bring the issue to a vote, but only when he is assured the measure will pass. Meanwhile, the French President Francois Hollande traveled Thursday to Moscow, where he tried to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to sign on to the French-led airstrike campaign. Now, in that meeting, the French president told Mr. Putin, the Russian president, that world powers must build a grand coalition to combat Islamic State militants who control swaths of territory in Syria and Iraq. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. federal government is warning state officials that they do not have the legal authority to refuse to accept refugees from Syria. The notification came in a letter dated Wednesday from the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or State Resettlement Agencies. The chief of that program, Robert Carey, says that states may not deny OPR-funded benefits and services based on a refugee's country of origin or religious affiliation. Any state that refuses to comply, he said, would be in violation of the law and could be subject to enforcement action. More than two dozen, mostly Republican governors, have vowed to block federal attempts to resettle Syrian refugees in their states, arguing that they pose an unacceptable security risk. United States Ambassador to Thailand says that country faces considerable challenges in returning to democratic rule with national elections in 2017. Of primary concern is the military government's use of laws that suppress public debate.
Speaking to reporters, U.S. Ambassador Glyn Davies said that while bilateral relations between Thailand and the United States remain strong, the Thai military government's restrictions on freedom of expression and its use of military courts in civilian cases is undermining debate on the issues facing the country.
We see real problems with civilians being tried in military courts.
Davies said Washington is also concerned over what he called unprecedented lengthy prison sentences for individuals charged with violating the country's strict lèse majesté law, which imposes heavy penalties for speech seen as critical of the Thai royal family. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Back to the Middle East and Europe story. Belgium's prime minister has just announced that the alert level in Brussels has been lowered because the threat of an attack is no longer considered imminent. Charles Michel said the subway system will be fully reopening on Friday, but he said that despite the lowering of the threat to its second highest level, an attack remained possible and likely. He did not immediately give details why the level in the capital would or could be reduced. Pope Francis celebrated Mass before thousands in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi Thursday. The head of the Roman Catholic Church is urging Christians and Muslims to communicate with one another to guard against radicalization and acts of violence in the name of God. And protesters took to the streets of Chicago for the second straight night Wednesday, a day after the city's police department released video of a black teenager being shot to death by a white officer.
That's the latest world news from VOA.